This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Pornography and porn sites were on the topic of the Supreme Court earlier this month. The key question was whether requiring age verification on a porn site violates the First Amendment. Free Speech Coalition versus Paxton is the case currently before the High Court. Texas passed a law requiring porn purveyors to start using reasonable age verification methods. Other states like Arkansas, Louisiana, Virginia, and Utah have passed similar porn site age laws. The Texas brief explains that the law does not prevent adults from viewing pornography. Instead, the law requires online pornographers to take commercially reasonable steps to ensure that their customers are not children. The lead challenger in this case is the Free Speech Coalition. It is described as an adult entertainment industry group that argued that age verification is too great a burden on First Amendment rights. They also raised concerns about privacy and security risk. Having a 21st century Supreme Court ruling on pornography is important. The court's ruling in pornography and obscenity in Miller v. California came in 1973. Texas cites a case of Ginsburg v. New York that dealt with the selling of magazines to minors, but that decision came down in 1968. Technology has changed the world in the last two decades. Young people have access to pornography through computers and smartphones. In fact, the most recent survey found that a clear majority of children have a smartphone by age 11. Here are two points I believe the justices should consider. First, children should be protected from the scourge of pornography. We do know the dangers. Second, digital age verification is becoming commonplace. It places no significant burden on First Amendment rights. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of anti-Semitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.